Let's head to Columbus High School right now, where the Cardinals are off to a great start on the baseball diamond as we bring in head coach Tim Stormer. Coach, your thoughts on what you've seen from your squad here so far this spring?
We've gotten off to a pretty good start. First game when we played Marshall, we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but we have certainly picked up the pace in the last two games. Pretty happy. We had to replace three really good players from last year, and so far a couple guys have really stepped up and done a really good job for us.
Now, Coach, I know the weather's obviously been terrible for everybody this year, but do you feel like you've gotten enough work in so far this spring as you move along and hopefully Mother Nature improves?
Yeah, I don't know if we can ever get enough work in, but so far, yeah, we've obviously had to practice inside a lot, and we've had good cooperation with the other spring sports, and that's worked out pretty well. And we're able to get outside a few times in some cold, wet days, but overall, I think we're in pretty good shape right now. Obviously, we got some things we got to improve on, but the more we get outside, those few areas that are tough to practice inside will get better.
Even if the weather is not ideal, Coach, how big is it just for your team to get outside and get some workouts in, whether it be cold or rainy or whatever?
You know what, it is a big deal because when you're obviously in a gym, you don't get the distances down that you're throwing the ball and, you know, actually how big the infield is and things like that. So to be able to get outside, particularly on a day like today, it is a really big deal. Just because of, like I said, because of the distances you're throwing the ball and they get to stretch their arms out a little bit more and they get to hit live on a field. It's a big deal.
Coach, let's talk about your squad this year. Let's start out on the hill. Got a couple of nice arms that are going to lead the way for you this year.
Yeah, we do. Starting out with senior Christian Hopper, just an outstanding pitcher. Good young man too. Nice kid. Works really hard. He's really, really jumped in velo again. He's throwing 94, 96 in that area. Our first game, pretty cold out, was throwing in the upper 80s, low 90s, hit 94 a couple times, and it was, you know, only 42 degrees out and cold and windy and rainy. And he's got a chance to play at a very high next level. So we're excited to take him through the spring and see where that winds up with him. A couple other kids we got. AJ Utech, who's a junior, him and Brady Link are going to kind of swap back and forth our number two starter. Both of them pitched a little bit for us last year. Both throw strikes really well. Brady started our second game against River Valley and threw really well. And AJ's thrown in two of our games. And one thing that's really nice about AJ is when AJ comes in to pitch, you better be ready to hit because he throws strikes. And then we got another junior in Jamison Sullivan, who we threw a little bit last year. We had to teach him an off-speed pitch, and we've accomplished that this spring. Kind of a hard-throwing righty, plays first base. And then our surprise has been Axel Lane has come in as a freshman, and he's thrown in a couple of our varsity games already and throws strikes. Kind of that fifth kid that you kind of need to fill in some spots here and there, so we're really excited to what he's brought so far.
Coach, how about behind the plate? Can you kind of talk about your catching here in 2022?
Yep. Jefferson Mulberry is a returning honorable mention all-conference catcher. He's only a sophomore. Really hardworking kid. We're expecting some big things out of him. He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start here in the spring hitting the ball, but he did last year too. We really expect he'll pick it up. He's a pretty good behind the plate. He's got a good throwing arm. Right now, we're still kind of searching a little bit for a number two catcher. We got a couple young freshmen that'll probably need to fill in for us here at some point when we play a couple of these weekends where we got doubleheaders. But I believe that they're going to improve a lot, and I think we'll be okay in that position as well.
You know, Coach, I always ask, do you find that you have to kind of recruit kids to catch, or have you always been lucky enough to have kids coming up in the program who didn't mind being behind the plate?
Well, we've been kind of fortunate. We've always been kind of lucky that we've had a couple kids that have been able to catch. We would have had some more depth at catcher this year. We have a junior, Ty Cowell, that is injured. He tore his ACL in football, and he would have been a big contributor for us this year. He's actually our team manager this year. He would have certainly caught some games, and we were kind of counting on him in the outfield too, and that that was kind of a big blow for us. He's a good ball player.
Talking with Columbus baseball coach Tim Stormer. Coach, let's go around your infield. Tell us about what's out there on the infield for the Cardinals here.
Yeah, we're still kind of young on the infield. Our third baseman last year was a freshman, Brady Link. He's going to move over and play some short, and he'll play a lot of games in center field for us just because of need. So our third baseman this year is Riley Knockreiner. He's a sophomore that's been – we expected him to hit the ball, but not as well as he has early on. He's hit really, really well so far. A.J. Utek is playing most of our shortstop, and A.J.'s just a good all-around athlete. A.J.'s probably going to wind up playing just about all nine positions again this year. He just about did last year. I think the only one he didn't play last year was first base. And then at second base, we got Porter Taylor, who was a senior, first-year starter. He's had a really nice spring and has hit the ball really well for us so far. So he's also been a nice surprise. We kind of expected that he was going to play well, but he's played a little better than we thought. And then we're returning Jameson Sullivan at first base. He's a junior, started at first base all for us last year. We're expecting him to have a really good spring. He's gotten off to a good start, can really, really hit the ball well. We're expecting him to hit for some power. So those guys kind of make up our infield. And like I said, Brady Link's going to fill in when A.J. pitches. Brady will go and come in and play short. Brady is really a natural shortstop, but out of need when Christian pitches, out of need, he's going to have to play center field. And we need a fast kid out there in center, and he's going to anchor that down for us.
Talk a little bit about the rest of your outfield, Coach.
Yep. Andrew Pfeffer, who is a senior, played some for us last year, was kind of our first guy off the bench. He's going to anchor left field for us. He has gotten off to a tremendous start. He's a really strong kid, really fast. Really, really happy with how he's performed so far. I talked about Brady Lincoln center. When he's not in center, we'll have Christian Opper out there. Christian's an outstanding outfielder. If he wouldn't be a pitcher, he would certainly be a candidate for an all-district outfielder. Really, really good. And then in left field, we have second-team all-conference returning last year, Brady Schrader. Really, really good outfielder. Never made an error all of last year. Gotten off to a little bit of a slow start hitting the ball, but he'll pick it up. Brady's a good athlete. He's a good basketball player, and we're expecting him to have a big spring too.
Coach, you won the league last year. You know, the yearbook picked you as the favorite this year. I mean, that's expectations for Columbus baseball to always be in the mix for a conference championship and making a run at the state tournament year in and year out.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked at length with our kids about that. We need to make a little bit more of a push to get ourselves ready for regional play, but we're expecting to contend for the conference title this year. I think if we don't, we'll be disappointed. And really expecting to make a deep run this year. We have a lot of quality athletes, a lot of really good baseball players, and we got some young kids that are really pushing some of the older kids to get on the playing field. So we should be in pretty good shape this year, and we're hoping that the weather changes here a little bit so we can get out and play some more games.
How big does it become if you get a lot of games postponed to have a deep pitching staff? Because sometimes you get stuck with a big league schedule in the middle of May with, you know, 5 games in 5 days and things like that. So how big is it to have enough arms out there to get you through a season?
Yeah, that's a big deal. You hit it right on the head there. You got to be deep. It doesn't hurt to be 6 deep, and we're really close to that. You know, you can stack up games really quick, and in particular, if you get your conference games rained out, you could wind up playing 3 or 4 conference games in a week. And if you don't have the pitching, that could become a big problem. And we feel like we're in a pretty good position with that right now.
Coach, I know who else in the Capital North this year you think are going to be contenders that are going to be the biggest foils for Columbus baseball if you want to bring home that conference championship?
Well, there's a couple teams that are always good. Luther Prep is always good. Lake Mills had a down year last year with Justin returns a lot of players. They're going to be tough. And Lodi is always good every year. Rod always has those guys ready to play. They knocked us out of regionals last year. So I think if I had to pick one right now that's going to kind of surprise some people, I'm kind of expecting it to be Lake Mills because he returns so many players. And they got out there off to a pretty good start this spring. And offensively, I think they're going to be good. They're going to be tough. We'll see. We'll see about their pitching staff, but I think he returns all of his pitching, but they're going to be pretty good.
Coach Tim Stormer, I appreciate all the help you give us in keeping up with what's going on with Columbus baseball, and good luck this season. Hopefully we can catch up as the year goes along.
You bet. I appreciate it, Wade, anytime.